弟兄姊妹，我们请翻开圣经以弗所书。
Our sisters, let's turn to our Bibles, the book of Ephesians.
新约以弗所书第一章第三节。
Ephesians chapter 1 in the New Testament, chapter 1 verse 3.
我们读到第六节的前半段。
We'll read to the first half of verse 6.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气，就如神从创立世界以前在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁无有瑕疵，又因爱我们就按着自己意志所喜悦的预定我们，借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分，使他荣耀的恩典得到称赞。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we would be holy and blameless before him. In love, he predestined us to adoption as sons through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the kind intention of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace.
十一节十二节
Verses 11 and 12.
我们也在他里面得了基业，这原是那位随己意行作万事的，照着他旨意所预定的，叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得着称赞。
Also, we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to his purpose, who works all things after the counsel of his will, to the end that we who were the first to hope in Christ would be to the praise of his glory.
十三节十四节
Verses 13 and 14.
你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记，这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，只等到神之名被赎，使他的荣耀得到称赞。
In him you also, after listening to the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, having also believed, you were sealed in him with the Holy Spirit of promise, who was given as a pledge of our inheritanceWith a view to the redemption of God's own possession, to the praise of His glory. Let's have a word of prayer.
父啊，我们靠着你的爱子的名，再次带到你的面前。
Heavenly Father, by your precious Son's name, we once again come before you.
愿你早晨再次借着你说过的话，再次向我们说话。
And through the words that you have shared with us, may you continue to speak to us.
除去人一切的亏欠，人的缺陷，人的软弱。
That all of our lacking in our weakness would be taken away.
你自己向我们施恩。
And that you would be gracious to us.
把你的莫大的恩典直接收在我们心底。
And you would pour out your mercy in us.
好叫我们从心里头灵的深处起来称颂我们的神。
That from the depths of our hearts we would be able to rise up and praise our Lord.
祷告奉主的名。
We pray in the Lord's name.
Amen. 在以弗所书这卷与神同行的书里头。
In this book of Ephesians, where the author writes about walking with the Lord.
那么保罗有三个祷告。
Paul has three prayers.
那么这三个祷告都是在天的境界里的祷告。In the heavenly realm.
These are prayers in the heavenly realm.
那我们在与主同行的路上的时候。甚至是天天需要有祷告的生活。
And as we walk together with the Lord, we daily need to have this life of prayer.
那保罗这些祷告是我们一个非常好的一个教导带领，让我们知道如何来在祷告的生活上面有长进。
And Paul's prayers are a great lesson for us to learn on how to grow in a life of prayer.
那么在第一个祷告里面呢，他告诉我们。我们在耶稣基督里面所得到的属灵的福气。
In his first prayer, he tells us about the spiritual blessings that we have received in the Lord Jesus Christ.
一切我们今天在地上行走，跟随主，跟随主的路上所需要的属灵的福气，他都在耶稣基督里面赐给我们了。
All the things that we need to walk with the Lord, he has already blessed us with through the Lord Jesus Christ.
他在耶稣基督里面拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，没有瑕疵。
He has chosen us to be holy and blameless before him.
不但是有一天我们要变成完全的，我们没有瑕疵的。今天在他的眼前，在他的眼中，在爱子耶稣基督里头看我们就是完全的人。
One day we will become truly blameless, but today the Lord already sees us in Christ Jesus through His eyes as holy and blameless.
那么在这样一个完全的生命里头，他同时他赐下他儿子的，赐给我们儿子的名分。
And in this perfect life, He has given us this adoption as sons.
那么在儿子的名分里头，我们呼叫我们的神为阿爸父，我们可以在儿子的关系里头来亲近我们的神。
And through this adoption as sons, we can call the Lord our Abba Father, and we can draw near to Him as His children.
更重要的呢，是借着这个儿子的名分呢，我们可以在耶稣基督里面得产业。
And through this sonship, we can also, in our Lord Jesus, receive an inheritance.
父在耶稣基督里面所藏的一切丰盛的产业，我们都在耶稣基督里面能得着了。
All the fullness of the inheritance that the Lord has placed in Christ Jesus, we can obtain as well.
这实在是一个丰盛的产业，丰盛的恩典。
This is such a full inheritance and blessing.
啊，让我们在这条走道路上的时候呢，不至于软弱，不至于下沉。
So that as we walk with the Lord, we would not suffer weakness and fail.
那么就要问，我们要问一个问题。
But now we have to ask ourselves a question.
神赐给我们这么多属灵的福气，他的目的是什么？
The Lord has given us all these spiritual blessings. What is His reason?
那么当然呢，我们在地上行走，我们生命需要成长，需要这些属灵的福气，好像我们能够知道，能够走在神的道路中。
So as we walk together with the Lord, true, we need some of these spiritual blessings. To continue to grow in life and continue to pursue our Lord.
但是难道这些属灵的福气只是单单为了我们吗？
So, but are these spiritual blessings only just for us?
我们今天常常喜欢在神面前求福气。
And often we like to ask the Lord for a blessing.
说我们祷告啊，出不了我们的屋顶啊，说我们呢都是想到我们的 I, my, me, myself， 都是想到我们的自己。
And so often when we pray, we you know often can't.Think too far apart from ourselves, and we always pray for me, myself, and I. Yeah.
那么神在耶稣基督里面赐给我们这么多属灵的福气，他有一个非常高的一个目的。
But the Lord has given us all these spiritual blessings, but He has a much higher purpose.
就是要叫他的荣耀能够得到称赞。
That His glory would be praised.
借着他所赐给我们各样的福气呢，显出来他是一个何等荣耀的神。
And through giving us all these spiritual blessings, it shows us how glorious of our Lord He is.
让人借着我们这些的经历主恩典的人呢，能够看见，能够经历什么是神的荣耀。
That those around us would see us who have received His blessing, how glorious and what kind of God He is.
叫他的荣耀能够得到称赞。
That His glory would be praised.
所以这个第一个祷告呢，其实呢，它是一个不是一个祈求的祷告，它是一个赞美、称颂的一个祷告。
So Paul's first prayer here is actually not a prayer asking for anything, but a prayer of praise and worship.
有人说了，这祷告的最高的那个境界呢，就是赞美。
And some people say that one of the highest purposes of prayer is to praise.
那么注意在第三节的时候，他这里说啊，他说愿颂赞归我们主耶稣基督父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
Pay attention in verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.
在原文里面呢，这个颂赞跟着福气是同一个字。
In the original language, the first blessed and the blessed are the same word, and it is in English.
那么一个是形容词，一个是名词。
One is a verb and the other is a noun.
那么所以呢，在英文的翻译里面的时候，人都看不懂，它都是。都是在我们不是以英文为母语的人呢，开始的时候都不太能够明白。向着神，我们是 blessed be the Lord。然后这个字向着神去的时候呢，他用同样的一个字哈。
And so in English, the blessed is the same. For those who didn't grow up understanding English, they had difficulty understanding, you know, why we blessed the Lord.
这个字呢，向着神去的时候呢。正确的翻译像中文一样是赞美、颂赞。
But when we direct our blessings to the Lord in the original language, it means like it's translated in Chinese to praise the Lord.
那么向着我们的话呢，就是祝福、福气。
And towards us, it means to receive a blessing.
实在呢，赞美跟福分呢，这两个是分不开的。
So truthfully, praise and blessing are two words that can't be separated.
我们为什么赞美呢？
Why do we praise?
因为我们得到各样属灵的福气。
Because we have received all the spiritual blessings.
我们为什么要得赐给我们各样属灵的福气呢？
And why have received all these spiritual blessings?
要叫我们知道如何我们来赞美神。
to understand and know how we should praise the Lord.
你知道我们这个人啊, 那个, 常常不知道怎么样来赞美啊,
and for us who sometimes don't know how to worship or praise the Lord,
我们一来到要求神的时候, 我们话很多,
and when we come to ask the Lord for something, we have so many words, so many things we want to ask for.
但一来到要赞美神的时候呢, 我们就, 言语就缺乏了,
but when it comes to praising the Lord, our language seems to be lacking, and we don't know how to praise the Lord. The Lord has given us all of these spiritual blessings, all of them.
目的呢, 要我们这个人呢, 被他的恩所感啊,
and the reason is that we would be moved by His grace to know how to praise the Lord.
所以呢，他为什么赐给我这一个圣完全圣洁的生命呢？为什么赐给我们儿子的名分呢？
Why would He give us the holy and blameless life and this adoption as sons?
他说使他的荣耀的恩典能够得到称赞。
That we would be to the praise of the glory of His grace.
他为什么在基督里赐给我们各样的那个丰盛的产业呢？
Why has He given us the fullness of inheritance in Christ Jesus?
要叫他的荣耀从我们在首先在耶稣基督有盼望的人可以得到称赞。
To the end that we who were the first to hope in Christ would be to the praise of His glory.
他为什么赐给我们圣灵呢？
Why has He given us the Holy Spirit?
他是叫我们圣灵呢, 让我们有得基业的凭据啊, 直到有一天, 怎么得熟的时候, 他的荣耀能够得到称赞。
That He was given as a pledge of an inheritance, that we would be to the praise of His glory.
所以呢, 你们看见呢, 神赐给我们这些属灵的福气呢, 有一个很, 一个高的一个目的。
So we see that God giving us these spiritual blessings, He has a very high purpose.
不单单只是为了我们里面的属灵的好处,
not only for our spiritual benefit.
他要人呢, 看见他的荣耀。
They want people to see His glory.
那什么是神的荣耀?
And what is God's glory?
那么很多人都觉得, 神的荣耀是一个非常难描述定义的一个字。
A lot of people think that God's glory is something that's very hard to describe.
神这么样的大的荣耀,
and the Lord is so glorious.
他荣耀到一个地步啊, 没有办法用人的语言言语来描述的。
It's so glorious that we don't have the words to explain it.
那我们只能呢借着我们所能够领会的一点啊，我们的一点一点的能力啊，来稍微描述一点什么叫做神的荣耀。
We only have the capability to use what little experience that we have to explain what God's glory is.
当我们圣经说到神的荣耀的时候,
when the Bible talks about God's glory,
当然说到他的。 尊贵的那个身份,
His majestic nature,
他的, 圣洁的性情,
and His holiness,
他的无限的那个智慧,
and His limitless wisdom.
每一样说到这些事情的时候呢, 都在诉说神的荣耀。
All these things talk about the glory of the Lord.
而且呢, 在真经说到神的荣耀的时候, 常常呢, 有些外面的一些现象, 那, 同时显出来。
And sometimes when we talk about God's glory, there are some outward signs of it.
有时候呢, 我们看见有烈火,
sometimes we see great fire.
我们有看见大风,
or a great wind.
甚至有时候整个山在震动,
or a whole mountain is shaking.
哎呀, 都是借着一些外面的这些信息, 让我们 稍微领会一点,
and through these outward signs, we can understand a little bit about what God's glory is.
实在呢, 这外面的事情呢, 只是帮助人们呢, 稍微能够领会一点, 因为我们这个人呢, 实在是太愚顽了啊, 必须要有时候借一些外面的一些景象, 稍微明白一点, 认识一点神的荣耀。
And so, because we can't comprehend, these signs help us to understand a little bit about what God's glory is.
但是实际上来讲的话, 神他自己啊, 他就是个荣耀的。
But on one hand, God Himself is glory.
我们越多认识神呢, 越发现他自己的是何等样的丰盛的时候呢, 就发觉神是何等样的荣耀。
And the more we understand the Lord, we see how full He is, we understand more how glorious He is.
当圣经说到他的那个, 恩典跟怜悯的时候,
when the Bible talks about His mercy and His grace,
我们的神呢, 是有丰盛的恩典和慈爱。
He is full of of mercy and loving kindness.
说到他的智慧和知识的时候,
and we talk about his wisdom and understanding. We talk about the riches of his wisdom.
他的终极何其难测啊，他的那个道路是何等难寻的。
And how his ways are higher than our ways.
那么当说到神的丰富的时候,
when we talk about his fullness,
那更是说到神那个无限的丰富啊,
we see the limitlessness of his
都述说神他自己的荣耀。
They all speak of his glory.
那么神的荣耀呢, 他最具体的显现,
and his glory, the most basic appearance of it,
是他儿子耶稣基督身上的。
Is his son, Lord Jesus.
因为呢, 圣经说, 神一切本体, 一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里头了。
Because the Bible says he is the radiance of his glory and the exact representation of his nature.
那我们也在基督里面得到那个丰盛。
And in Christ Jesus, we have received also that fullness.
什么时候神的荣耀显出来的时候?
And when the Lord's glory is revealed,
神总是借着他的儿子把他的荣耀彰显出来。
It is often through his son that he reveals his glory.
那么在以西结书里的时候,
in the book of Ezekiel,
那么当以西结他看见异象,
when Ezekiel saw this vision,
他看见一个宝座在那个天上,
he saw the throne in heaven.
那么宝座上面呢, 有一个像个人子的样子。
And on his throne there appeared something that resembled a man.
这个人子呢, 在腰以上呢, 有烈火, 有光辉。
And he saw something like fire and radiance around him.
那么在他腰以下也是有烈火, 有荣耀的光辉。
And from his waist down there was also something like fire and light.
他说呢, 在下雨的时候, 云中的红是怎么样的那个荣耀啊? 它这个光辉是怎么样的荣耀?
So as the appearance of the rainbow in the clouds on a rainy day, so was the appearance of the surrounding radiance.
它说呢, 这就是耶和华荣耀的形象。
And such was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord.
在宝座中的人子呢, 就是神的儿子。
And the son who was sitting on the throne was the Son of God.
神的儿子显出来的时候, 就是神荣耀显出来的时候。
When the Son of God is revealed, it is God's glory that is revealed.
希伯来书告诉我们说, 神的儿子呢, 他是神荣耀所发的光辉啊, 是他本体的真相。
And Hebrews tells us that he is the radiance of his glory and the exact representation of his nature.
什么时候我们看见那个神的儿子的时候,
Whenever we see the Son of God,
我们什么时候我们就看见神他自己的荣耀。
Then we see God's own glory.
从来没有人看见父神呢, 唯有在父怀里的独生子呢, 把父神显明出来。
No one has ever seen the Father except the Son who has revealed him.
所以我们在历史上面的时候, 在圣经里面呢, 也多处看见神他的荣耀直接显明出来。
And so in Old Testament, how many times have we seen God's glory being revealed?
这些荣耀呢, 都是借他儿子彰显出来的。
And all these times, his glory was revealed through his son.
那最早的时候呢, 在出埃及记的时候, 我们看见神的荣耀。
The earliest example is in the book of Exodus.
那么当神把以色列人从埃及领出来的时候,
When the Lord led the people of Israel out of Egypt,
把他们带到西乃山下,
and brought them to Mount Sinai.
那么神呢, 在荣光当中呢, 降临在西乃山上。
And the glory of the Lord rested on Mount Sinai.
神的荣耀显在山上六天。
And the glory of the Lord showed on the cloud for 6 days.
那么第七天呢, 他从云中召摩西上山。
And on the seventh day, he called Moses to climb onto the mountain.
40天, 40个昼夜呢, 摩西啊, 他活在神的面前。
And so for 40 days, Moses lived before the Lord.
那么神在山上把他的律法呢, 颁布给摩西, 要摩西颁布给以色列人。
And so the Lord gave his law to Moses and wanted Moses to give it to his people.
圣经说呢, 在这个同时呢, 神的那个荣耀就显在以色列人面前好像烈火。
And the Bible says that the glory of the Lord shone like a fire to the Israelites.
因为这一次的时候呢, 神是在什么样的情形之下显出他的荣耀呢?
And so in this instance, what were the conditions for the Lord revealing His glory? When the Lord was declaring His law. On the mountain, He was giving the law. And to the Israelites, He was revealing His glory. And so we see He is in His glory declaring the law. And what is the law?
一面呢, 固然他说到神的性情,神的他的要求。
On one hand, it tells us about God's nature and His requirements.
借着律法呢, 神告诉以色列百姓啊, 在地上怎么样生活。
And through the law, it tells the people of Israel how they should live.
那么,这整个律法呢, 他在说什么呢?
And in this law, what is He saying?
他在说神的儿子耶稣基督。
He is talking about His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
里面的一切的那些日子也好, 他的献祭也好, 他的会幕也好。
All of the days, the feasts and the sacrifices,
都在描述,都在预表神的儿子。
They all represent God's Son.
当他告诉他们在地上怎么样生活,有个圣洁敬虔的生活的时候。
And when it tells them how to live their life, a holy and blameless life.
也是说到他神的儿子,他的圣洁的性情。
And it talks about the expression of Jesus Christ's life.
以色列人之所以跟列邦人不一样,
and so the Israelites are different from the Gentiles.
是因为有神的律法放在他们当中,
because they have God's law among them.
借着律法呢, 神把他儿子的荣耀显出来,
and through His law, He revealed His Son to them.
那么当那个以色列人按着律法，他们开始盖会幕的时候。
And when the Israelites started to build the temple according to the law,
那当有结果一段时间把会幕按着山上四样式盖好搭起来的时候,
when they built the tabernacle according to the plan they received from the mountain,
那么当会幕搭起来以后呢, 神的荣耀神的荣光显在会幕当中。
And when the tabernacle was completed, God's glory shone in the tabernacle.
甚至连摩西都不能够进入那个会幕里。
It was so much that even Moses couldn't enter into it.
那么在会幕当中荣耀荣光是这么样的强啊, 这一个常常跟神是好朋友的这个摩西呢, 都没有办法进到会幕里头去。
The appearance of God's glory was so great in the tabernacle that even Moses, who was called a friend of God, couldn't enter into the tabernacle.
会幕说到什么呢?
And what does the tabernacle say?
会幕每一样的会幕里面的事情都说到神的儿子。
All of the things in the tabernacle again talk about the Lord Jesus.
他的陈设饼说到神主是生命的粮。
The showbread talks about that He is the bread of life.
金灯台说到他是世界的光。
And the golden lampstand tells us that He is the light of the world.
金香炉说到他是大祭司，天天为我们祷告。
And the incense tells us that He is the great high priest, always praying for us.
祭坛那个施恩座说到主耶稣基督在神面前为我们所成就的救赎。
The altar and the
mercy seat.
And the mercy seat say that He gave up Himself for us.
当会幕搭起来的时候,
and when the tabernacle was built up,
是预表基督那个里面那个丰盛的那个恩典被立起来显在世人面前的时候,
when the fullness of Christ is demonstrated before everyone,
神的心满足了。
God's heart was satisfied.
神的荣光就显在会幕当中。
And His glory shone in the tabernacle.
所以呢，斯百斯百斯各弟兄说，他说什么是荣耀呢？ 就是神的荣耀，就是神的心满足的时候。
And so Brother Sparks said, "What is it? When is God's glory revealed? It's when His heart is satisfied."
当会幕就那个立起来。 神看见会幕是照着山上之样式的时候，他的心满足了。
When the tabernacle was built according to the plan and it was given on the mountain, his heart was satisfied.
看见他儿子的预表显出来了。
When he saw the expression of His Son being represented,
神的荣耀显在其中。
His glory shone therein.
那么到了所罗门的时候呢？
When it came to Solomon's time,
那么所罗门按着他父亲大卫所指示他的那样式盖圣殿。
When Solomon started building a temple according to the plan he received from his father,
那个大卫从神直接从神那来的启示。
And David received this direct revelation from God.
所罗门呢, 这按着他父亲所指示他的呢, 也是神所指示的呢, 盖起圣殿。
And so, Solomon built the temple according to what he received from David, who received it from God, and they built the temple.
当圣殿盖好的时候,
when the temple was built,
那么祭司在那里献完祭的时候,
and when the priests there finished their sacrifices,
神的荣光呢,显在整个圣殿里头, 甚至祭司呢,都不能够站立服侍。
And the glory of the Lord shone in the temple so much that the priests could not stand to minister.
那么圣殿说到什么呢?
And what does the temple
speak about?
Of course, it talks about God's Son.
那么神是主呢,他说你们拆毁这殿呢,我三日之内要把它在其中重新建起来。
Jesus said, if you tear down this temple, I will rebuild it within 3 days.
那么他是以他的身体呢,为殿。He
says his body was the temple.
那么他在耶稣基督里面呢,我们进到神的殿中来侍奉,来敬拜神。
Through Christ Jesus, we enter into his temple and worship
and serve him.
And the temple also talks even more about his church.
他说呢,岂不知你们就是神的殿吗? 神的灵住在你们当中吗?
So, did you not know that you are the temple of God and the Lord dwells in his temple?
当我们一同聚在神的面前的时候,
when we gather together before the Lord,
我们一同来侍奉,
when we gather together to serve and worship,
神就在我们当中,
the Lord is among us.
那么这里就是神的殿,
and here is God's temple.
我们在殿中来敬侍奉来敬拜神,
and we enter into the temple to worship and serve the Lord.
保罗更说呢,是那个,更说我们自己,
and Paul himself also says that we individually are God's temple.
我们呢,
so we have to take care of our body.
那么我们在这个圣洁的身体里头，进到神的家中，一同来到主耶稣基督面前，在这个整个圣殿里面，我们祭祀奉来敬拜。
So with this holy body, we enter into the congregation together to and enter into the temple to serve the Lord and worship him.
所以当圣殿盖起来的时候,
so when the temple was built,
神的心呢,
and God's heart was satisfied again.
他不单是看见他的儿子的些见证显出来,
not only did he see the expression of his son,
他更看见有一天他的儿子里面他得到那个一个教会,
and he saw that one day through his son he would receive the church, and in the church he would receive all of these people.
神的心意再次得到满足,
his heart was once again satisfied. And so his glory was shown therein. So we find whenever God's heart is satisfied, there we see God's glory contained.
但在圣经当中呢,还有很多的地方,如果不是更多的话,
but the Bible also has many other places, maybe even more.
是神在他的愤怒当中显出他的荣耀。
That in his wrath he shows his glory.
当神的名受到羞辱的时候,
when the Lord's name is slandered,
当他的儿子不受人尊重的时候,
when his son doesn't receive the respect he deserves,
神发怒,
and the Lord is filled with wrath,
他是在他的荣耀当中降下他的愤怒。
And in his glory, he cast down his judgment. So when the Israelites went to Kadesh Barnea and were about to enter into the Promised Land,
那么他们呢,打发探子,先去探地。
They sent out spies to spy out the land.
那么回来探,12个探子里面有10个探子呢,报恶信。
Out of the 12 spies, 10 reported ill news.
哎呀,说那个地方是好地方。
And they said that this land is great.
但是呢,那里面的那个城墙太高了,高得像天一样的。他们人呢太大了,都是伟人的后代。
And he said, but the cities, their walls are too tall, they're built to the sky, and the people that live in them are giants, descendants of great. They see us as grasshoppers.
进去的是只有死路一条啊。
If we enter, we're only going to die.
真的是恶性一报啊，整个以色列人都在发怨言。
And so when they reported this news, all of the Israelites started to complain.
他们说，我们要立个首领要回埃及去。
They said, you know, we should better off going back to Egypt.
只有那另外两个探子啊，那个约书亚跟加勒啊，那个起来啊，极力的劝众人。
And only two spies, which was Joshua and Caleb, who rose up and spoke out in favor of.
他说不要怕他们。
Says, don't be afraid of them.
因为呢，跟他们同在的已经离开他们了。他们的神已经离开他们了。
Because their God has already abandoned them.
那么那个神呢，把我们带来这里，一定会把我们带进这个地的。他们是我们的食物啊。
God has brought us here because we will enter into this land and they will become our food. But Israelites didn't believe
them.
They said, take up stones and stone them.
哇，这时候呢，神发怒，神把他荣耀显在这以色列当中。
And so, hearing this, the Lord's wrath was stirred up and he appeared before the Israelites.
神在荣耀当中呢，向摩西啊，宣告审判。
And he appeared before Moses and he warned of his judgment.
他说他转眼之间把这些人全部除灭。
He said, I will destroy all of these people.
摩西伏在神的面前为他们祷告。
And Moses prostrated himself before the Lord and prayed.
那个神赦免他们。
And the Lord forgave them.
但是呢，神说，凡是在二十岁以外的男丁，这些藐视我的人，没有一个人能够进迦南。
He says, for all of those who are older than 20 who rebelled against me, none of them will enter into the
promised land.
And they will all fall in the wilderness, and for 40 years they wandered the wilderness.
迦南说到什么呢?
What does Canaan talk about?
迦南说到神儿子的丰富。
Canaan is the fullness of God's Son.
这些人已经从埃及出来了，已经得救了。
These people have already left Egypt. They were already saved, but they need to enter into Canaan. But they look down on God's Son. And they look down on the fullness that the Lord wanted to give to them in the Lord Jesus. And so God's anger was kindled against them. And in his anger, he rendered his judgment. And all the Israelites older than 20 all died in the wilderness. And while they were walking in the wilderness, Korah and his company rose up to oppose
Moses.
Korah and his two companions rose up against the leadership of Moses and Aaron.
哎呀，那个他们说，既然耶和华那个会众个个都是圣洁的，你们怎么可以把自己那个放在那个会众之上呢？
It says all of the people of Israel are holy. How can you place yourselves above everyone else?
不但他们自己想当领袖啊，他们也带领了250个民众的那个首领要起来啊，他们要当祭司，他们要来侍奉神。
Not only did they bring themselves up, but they also brought 250 others that wanted to be priests as well. And they gathered an assembly to attack Moses and Aaron. And they questioned Moses and Aaron's authority.
神说了，他们不是挑战他们，是他们是轻看神的，他们是藐视神。
And the Lord said to Moses, they aren't questioning your authority. They're looking down upon God, upon his decision.
所以当他们在那里聚集会众要攻击摩西的时候，
When they gathered together in the tabernacle to attack Moses,
神的荣耀突然向他们显现，
God's glory suddenly appeared before them.
他再一次要在荣耀当中击杀这所有的人。
And in his anger, he once again wanted to destroy these people.
摩西亚伦伏在神的面前为他们祷告。
Moses and Aaron fell before the Lord to pray for them.
神的怒气没有临到全会众，但是临到这些。
But God's wrath didn't consume the entire congregation, but only upon those who assemble together against Moses.
不但地开了口啊，把可拉、大贪、亚比兰的人呢，全部吞下去。
And the earth opened up and swallowed Korah, Dathan, and Abiram, and all of those who followed them.
从一次从耶和华那里有火出来啊，把那250个像燃烧那个献祭烧香的手里全部都烧死。And
fire came from before the Lord and burned to death all of those 250 people who gathered together to offer sacrifice.
哎呀，百姓们呢起来就那里发怨言，说你们杀了以色列那个杀了神的百姓了。
And the people rose up and complained and said, you've killed God's people.
他们再起来还是继续攻击摩西亚伦呢。
And they rose up to continue to attack Moses and Aaron.
那么神的荣光再一次向他们显现。
And the Lord's glory once again appeared before them.
愤怒再次临到。
And his wrath once again came back.
摩西亚要亚伦赶快点香到那个百姓当中去。
And Moses and Aaron quickly lit incense and walked among the people.
因为有神的愤怒啊，从神耶和华那里出来。
For the wrath has come forth from the Lord.
一天呢，瘟疫就击杀了14,700人。
And in one day, that the plague killed 14,700 people.
神的荣耀显现的时候，是非常荣耀、非常美丽的。
When God's glory is revealed, it is full of glory and beauty.
这是当神的荣耀，当他神的心意满足的时候，才会这样子。
This is the His glory when His heart is satisfied.
但是当神的百姓做错的时候，
But when God's people do the wrong thing,
神的荣耀显现是可怕的。
God's glory is terrifying.
在以赛亚书里头，他还讲到一次。
In the book of Ezekiel,
Isaiah,
it gives us another example.
在第六章里那里的时候呢，当乌西亚王死的时候，王崩的时候，那么时候，以那个以赛亚呢，看见异象。So
in Isaiah, when the king Uzziah died, Isaiah saw a vision.
他看见主呢坐在高高的宝座上。
He saw the Lord sitting high on his throne.
有那许多那个撒拉佛侍奉啊，他们说圣哉圣哉圣哉啊，那个全地的主，他的荣耀充满了全地。
And there are seraphim surrounding and serving him and say, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory."
借着撒拉佛的服侍呢，神的荣光显在圣殿当中。
And through the service of the seraphim, God's glory is shown in the temple.
神为什么要显现？
Why did the Lord reveal? He called Isaiah. And he wanted Isaiah to share a message to the Israelites.
He says,
"Go, tell this people. You will see, but you will not understand. You will keep listening, but you will not perceive."
他要使这个百姓呢，那个愚蒙的心。
It says, "Render the hearts of this people insensitive."
眼睛发沉，耳朵闭上，恐怕他们眼睛那个看见了，心里回转过来，他们就得医治。
Their ears dull and their eyes dim, otherwise they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and return and be healed.
很多时候嘛， 那主耶稣他在地上的时候也引用这段话。
Many times the Lord often uses this phrase.
很多时候呢，我们读这句话都不懂。
Many times we'll hear this phrase, but we won't understand.
难道我们的神的心不是叫他的百姓能够认识他、明白他吗？
Isn't it God's will that His people would know Him and understand Him?
神的心总不是常常要人的眼睛被开启，能够看见神、认识神吗？
Does God not want people's eyes to be opened, that they would see the Lord and know Him? But when His people, for many years, were rebellious,
他们拜偶像，他们敬拜别的神,
they worshipped idols and worshipped other gods.
他们在地上作恶，他欺压人,
and they did evil and oppressed other people.
他们用嘴巴尊敬神，心却远离神,
with their mouths they, you know, praise the Lord, but their hearts were apart from Him.
他们听先知、听祭司传神的话多年了。
They listened to the prophets and the priests for many years.
但是呢， 他们呢就不肯遵守。
But they refused respect the Lord.
他们把神的话呢看为小事，他当做耳边风啊，听听神说说归说，他们做归做。
And they considered God's word to be lowly, and they just heard it and they acted out.
当神的百姓堕落到一个地步的时候。
So when God's people fell to this point,
and
God in his wrath proclaimed his judgment. This phrase tells us of God's judgment. Tell the people, they will see and not understand, and hear and not perceive.
我要使这些百姓的耳朵发沉，那个心蒙了油，耳朵发沉，那眼睛也闭着，他们看也看不见，听也听不明。
Their ears will dull and their eyes dim, so that they will see and not, but not see, like hear and but not really understand.
这实在是一个何等严肃的一个教训。
This is a very severe teaching.
如果我们多年听神的话。
If we, for many years, hear God's word,
我们也读主的话,
we read God's word,
但是呢, 神的话呢, 是神的话, 我们是我们,
God, but we treat God's word as God's word, but we are ourselves.
And, 你说归说, 我做归做,
you can say what you want, and I'll do what I want.
到了一个地步的时候,
when it gets to this point,
神的神判临到的时候,
when God's judgment comes,
那我们呢,这时候想要看都看不见,听也听不明。
We will try to see, but we won't understand. When we try to hear, and we won't perceive.
我们需要在神审判还没临到的时候,
before God's judgment comes,
当我们还听得懂，我们还看得明的时候,
when we can still see and hear,
专心遵守神的话，专心走到他的道路当中,
we have to carefully be faithful to God's word and walk in it.
免得神的审判呢，在他荣耀当中临到我们。
Otherwise, God's judgment will come upon us.
所以你看见呢，神的荣耀实在一个非常严肃的一件事情。
So we see God's judgment is very severe, very important, and His glory is very important.
人需要看见他的荣耀。
The people need to see God's glory.
多少时候的人不信呢，就是没有看见他的荣耀。
How many times do people not believe because they have not seen His glory?
我们这些信主的人呢，也需要看见他的荣耀。
And all of us who do believe need to see His glory as well.
这荣耀能够叫我们能够信。That
His glory would cause us to believe.
在约翰福音的第二章里面呢，他那里神就那个耶稣呢，他行了一个神迹。In
John chapter 2, Lord Jesus did a miracle. Performed a miracle.
他在迦南那里呢，在个婚宴上面呢，他把那个十二缸的水呢变成酒。In
the wedding in Cana, he turned 12 containers of water into wine.
那么那个宴席到一半的时候，酒用尽了，哎呀，这是多么难堪的一件事情。
At the wedding, halfway through the wedding, they ran out of wine. It was such a disgrace.
玛利亚都为他们祈求。And
so Mary, asked the Lord Jesus on their behalf.
那么主呢行了一个神迹,
and so the Lord performed this miracle.
把那个水呢变成一个上好的酒。
And he turned his water into the greatest wine.
甚至那个管宴席的人呢都问那个新郎说，你怎么把这个好酒留到后头啊？
So much that the person in charge of providing for the feast said to the host, why did you save this best wine until now?
圣经说呢，他说这是耶稣在加利利所行的头一件神迹。他耶稣所行的头一件神迹。
And the Bible tells us this is the first miracle that he performed in Galilee.
是在加利利行的。
It was performed in Galilee.
显出他的荣耀来。
And it revealed his glory.
他说呢，他的门徒就信了。
And I said his disciples believed.
你在想说呢，这句话什么意思？
If we ask ourselves, what does these words mean?
这些门徒们 难道不信他吗?
Did his disciples not believe in him?
不信他们怎么会变成他的门徒呢?
If they didn't believe in him, how did they become his disciples?
他们一定是信了主，他相信他就是希望他是一个弥赛亚，对不对？他是这是摩西所在这上面在律法书上说指的那一位，所以他们跟随他。
They had to have thought that Jesus was the Messiah who was spoken of in the Old Testament. Otherwise, they wouldn't have believed in him.
但是他们呢，很多呢，在那个时候还大概是一些盼望，可能是啊。
At that time, it might have been that the disciples had a hope and a maybe he is.
他们虽然说我们碰见弥赛亚了，但是这个弥赛亚到底是不是真的？
Of course, they've said, you know, we found the Messiah, but they might have doubted in themselves and said, you know, is he really the Messiah?
所以当门徒们看见这个神迹的时候
，But when the disciples saw this miracle,
这个神迹显出他的荣耀
，And this miracle showed his glory.
门徒们就信了。
The disciples believed.
哎，多少时候我们今天呢，在走的路上的时候，我们也是半信半疑啊。
How many times in our spiritual journey are we half believing, half
In doubt?
How many times when we walk with the Lord do we sometimes feel we don't have this, this assurance? Because we haven't seen His glory. If we see His glory, we will firmly walk in His path. How is His glory revealed? If the Lord revealed His glory among His people today,
当然呢，诗篇里面的话还是今天还是有效哈，还是有用。
Of course, the words in the Psalms are still effective today.
诗篇第八篇呢，他说是这那个主啊，你的耶和华的名啊，在全地何其美啊！你降下的荣耀彰显于天。
In Psalms 8, it says, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth, who have displayed your splendor above the heavens.
他说当第十九篇呢，他说呢，那个诸天要述说神的荣耀，穹苍要传扬他的手段。
Or verse 9, or chapter 19, the heavens are telling the glory of God, and their expanse is declaring the work of His hands.
只要我们今天能够安静下心来。
As long as today we can quiet our hearts.
我们呢，看见神他所指头所上窗所陈设的日月星宿。
If we could see the moon and stars,and all that the Lord has created.
We
would naturally bow our heads in worship. Because the heavens are telling of the glory of God. And if we see in His creation, His glory. And we'll say, you know, what is man that you would be mindful of? Who is man that you are watching over him?
那么实在是借着神的创造呢，我们今天还是继续能够看见神的荣耀。
And through His creation, we are still seeing God's glory.
但是呢，神在人的当中怎么显出他的荣耀呢
？But how is God revealing His glory among people?
在以赛亚书四十三章啊，他那里说啊。
In Isaiah 43, he says.
他说呢，不要。他说我对北方说呢，交出来；对南方说呢，不要拘留啊。我将我的粽子从远方带来，将我的民从地极领回。
In chapter Isaiah 43 verse 6, I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not hold them back. Bring my sons from afar, and my daughters from the ends of the earth.
就是凡称为我名下的人，是为我的自己的荣耀所创造的，是我所造作成的，所造作的。
Verse 7, everyone who is called by my name, and whom I have created for my glory, whom I have formed, even whom I have made.
那么有一天呢，神要把以色列人从四方、从北方、从西方全部都招回来。
One day, the Lord will call His people from the north and south and east and the west.
从远方带来，从地极领回。
From afar, He will bring them from all the corners of the earth.
这些人呢，就是那些凡称他为他名下的人。
These are all the people who are called by His name.
谁是他称他名下的人呢？
Who are those that are called by His name?
固然神的选民有一天悔改了，他们被称为他名下的人。
Those who were called by the Lord and have repented, they will be called by His name.
神的以色列民哈，那么更是说到我们这些在基督里面蒙召的人。
Those were the Israelites, and today they are also.All of us Christians.
我们这些蒙召的人呢，他说呢，是称为我名下的人。
All those who are called, under His name.
他说是我为什么造他们呢
？Why did He create them?
因为他们是为我的荣耀所造的。
They were created for my glory.
神为什么造你我呢
Why did the Lord create you and I?
当然，那个他爱我们，他愿意把他的丰富给我们。
Of course, He loves us and He wants to give His fullness to us.
但是他造我们一个很高的一个目的。
But He created us for a high reason.
就是我们都是为了他的荣耀造的。
We are created for His glory.
有时候我们想到，我们这些不配的人啊。
We sometimes will think of ourselves as unworthy people.
这么样软弱，这样卑贱的人。
And we're so weak and humble.
神造我们。
God created us.
是为了他的荣耀造的。
He created us for His glory.
为了要彰显他的荣耀。
To reveal His glory.
神为什么在耶稣基督里面拣选我们呢？
Why did the Lord choose us?
在耶稣基督里面让我们给我们赐予一个。 圣洁没有瑕疵的生命。
He gave us this holy and blameless life.
要借着我们能够借着耶稣基督的儿子的名分。
That we would receive sonship in the Lord Jesus Christ.
他的目的是什么呢？
And what is His purpose?
以弗所书他告诉我们呢？
Ephesians tells us.
第六节说要使他的荣耀的恩典呢，从我们借。 使他荣耀的恩典呢，能够得到称赞。
Verse 6 says, To the praise of the glory of His grace.
神拣选我们，赐给我们圣洁的生命。
God chose us and gave us a holy and blameless life.
给我们神儿子的名分。
Predestined us to adoption as sons through Jesus Christ.
一个最重要的目的。
The most important reason for this?
是要叫他的荣耀的恩典能够得到称赞。
That the glory of His grace would be praised.
这里他说他恩典呢，他是一个荣耀的恩典。
He says here His grace is a glorious grace.
是的，神的恩典是荣耀的。
True, His grace is glorious.
哎呀，没想到神，你我们过去的那个特会里头啊，那个弟兄来跟我们讲到神的恩典啊。
And when we go to this special retreat and our brother shared about God's grace.
哎呀，整卷书都在说到神的恩典。
A whole book talking about God's grace.
神为什么显出这么大的恩典呢？
Why does the Lord reveal His grace?
他看见呢，他的恩典呢是个荣耀的恩典。To
show us, we could see His grace is a glorious grace.
神的荣耀呢，显在他的恩典当中。His
glory is revealed in His grace.
我们需要来认识神的恩典。We
need to understand God's
经历神的恩典。Grace
and experience His grace.
借着这个他的恩典，能看见神的荣耀。And
through His grace, see His glory.
他的恩典显出他的荣耀来。And
His grace will reveal His glory.
因为他的恩典是个荣耀的恩典。Because
His grace is a glorious.
但是什么恩典是什么呢？
What is God's grace, though?
他说呢，这个恩典是他爱子耶稣基督里面赐给我们的。It
is the grace that He has given, freely bestowed to us in His beloved.
我们呢，借着爱子的名呢，得蒙救赎；借着爱子的血呢，得蒙救赎，过犯得赦免。Through
His beloved Son's blood, we are our sins are forgiven.
乃是他丰富的恩典。
And we experience the fullness of His grace.
我们今天常常讲到恩典的时候，我们常常想到的是我们的在生活当中怎么来经历神的恩典啊，神怎么样来带领我。When
we talk about grace, we often say, you know, "How can we experience His grace in our everyday life, and how the Lord is leading us?"
我生病的时候呢，主怎么样来看顾我？When
I was sick, how did the Lord take care of me?
当我失业的时候，神怎么样来帮助我？And
when I lost my job, how did the Lord help me?
伤心软弱的神怎么样安慰我？
When I was sad, how did the Lord, you know, comfort me?
不错，这些都是恩典。
All of these things true are grace.
他的恩典是数不尽的。
And His grace is unspeakable.
但是他在这里说，他丰富的恩典是指什么呢？
But here, when He talks about His glorious grace, what is it?
他说到是我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免。
It is in Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of His grace.
我们刚刚信主的时候呢，我们对我们得到的救恩呢，我们非常的喜乐。我说，哎呀，感谢你的恩典。When
we first believe and we experience His grace, we are filled, you know, with thanksgiving. We give thanks and praise for His grace.
是年日过去以后。
But as the years go by,
哎，我们开始经历其他的事了。
As we experience other things,
我们需要看见神更多的那个恩典了。
We need to experience more of God's grace.
我们想要经历更多神的福气的。And
we want to experience more of God's blessings.
我们呢就忘了我们当初蒙恩的时候所得的那个恩典。We
often forget that grace we received when we were first saved.
我们今天在基督里面所经历的恩典，没有一样是事情能够离开这个根基的。
all the grace that we received today, not a, one of them can be apart from that first foundation. We often have to bring ourselves back to that point where we were first saved. We have to think. I, who was dead in my sins, there's nothing found in me that God could love. And there was nothing in me that would cause the Lord to come and save us. But through the blood of His Son, He saved me. That our sins could be forgiven. This is not only something that we experience that moment we were first saved. We need to daily live under the blood of the salvation. His salvation is so great. Not only has He saved us from the eventual judgment,
wrath.
He is daily saving us from our old self and our daily temptations. And so we often have to come to this foundation of this salvation. We see His grace is not just a glorious grace, but a full grace. When we consider that our trespasses, our sins are forgiven, not only previous ones, but the ones today as well, do we have an idea of how full His grace is? How many times do we fall and turn away from the Lord? But the Lord time and again saves us and returns us back to Him. When we consider God's salvation, it brings us to understanding of how full His grace is. It's beyond what we can understand.
第八节，他这么说，他说呢，这恩典呢是神用诸般智慧、聪明，充充足足赏给我们。It
says in verse 8, which He lavished on us in all wisdom and insight.
我不知道你读的时候，这段话，这句话的时候，你的感觉是什么？
I don't know what your feeling is when you read these words.
恩典谁不要啊？
Who doesn't want grace?
我们呢，恩典求都求不完了，对不对？
We can't get enough of asking for grace.
如果神要把恩典给我们的话，有谁会不要的？
If God wants to give us grace, who would turn it away?
说要，对吧？
Say yeah, we want it.
可是多少时候，我们神已经给了我们的恩典，我们都不晓得。
But how often is it that God has already given us His grace and we don't even know it?
我们呢，靠着这个神的恩典呢，我们得救了。By
His grace, we are saved.
但是呢，像加拉太教会一样的，信了主以后呢，他们靠自己了。But
like the Galatian church, after they're saved, we start relying on ourselves.
多少时候我们知道神会在那里，会帮助我们。How
often do we know that God will help us?
但是呢，我们还是觉得还不放心自己来做，还比较妥当一点。
But we say we're ill at ease, and we say, you know, I'm not going to do it myself anyway.
有一个农夫啊，这个多年呢，就是种地种完了以后呢，他带着那个担子啊，到那个镇子里面去卖他的那个他的出产。
There was a farmer who, for years after farming his land, would take his pole and carry his goods into the city to sell.
多少年呢，他都这么做。有一天呢，在路上走的时候。
For many years he did this, and one day while he was walking along the road,
他的一个邻居一个好朋友啊，就是买了一个小卡车。
His neighbor, a good friend, you know, bought a small truck.
哎，那个那个卡车手就旁边说，哎，老那个某某啊，那个什么买个车，你上上来吧，上来吧。
And so his neighbor drove by him and said, "Hey, you know, I just bought this truck. Why don't you get on the truck with me?"
哦，那好，你买新车了，上车了，到后面坐下来。
He said, "Oh, you got a new car, so you know, I'll sit in the back."
然后开车开了一段路了。
And they were driving and they drove a little distance.
然后他朋友从后照镜看看他，看了看看他。
And he was looking in the rearview. The driver was looking in the rearview mirror, looking at his friend.
他说：“老王啊，你怎么上了车了？你怎么这担这个担子还背在肩上？”
So he said, "Hey, friend, you know, you're in the car. Why are you still holding that stick on your shoulder?"
你在后面坐的时候，把他担子放下来嘛。坐了休息，我开车嘛。
While you're sitting in the car, why don't you put down your, you know, that all your stuff and then, you know, take a break. I'm driving the car.
啊，不不不，谢谢，坐你的车呢，这个省了很多时间，我已经很感谢了。And
his friend said, no, I can't do that. You're already, you know, saving me a lot of time by, you know, picking me up in the car.
哎，那个担子呢，我背了多年的，还应该是我背的，还应该我背的。He
says, I've been carrying this stick for so many years, you know, it's still better if I carry it.
多少时候我们习惯了背这些担子。
How often are we accustomed to carrying this burden?
主说呢，凡劳苦担重担的到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
The Lord tells us, you know, put all your burdens before me and I will give you rest.
你要负我的轭，学我的样式，你们就能够得享安息。
You know, just follow after me and I will give you rest.
哎，我们说主啊，好。 谢谢你啊，你救了我，做了很多的事情，我感谢你啊。
And often we'll say to the Lord, "Oh, you know, thank you. You've done all this stuff for me."
但是这件事呢，是我的责任，应该我来做的。But
this is my responsibility. You know, I should do it myself.
这个好事呢，是我的必须要做的，我要尽力去做的。And
this good work is something that I have to do. I should still do it.
主说呢，我的恩典够你用的。
And the Lord tells us, "My grace is sufficient for you."
我的能力在人的软弱上显得完全的。And
my power is completed in your weakness.
有哪一样的事情的担子我不能为你担呢？
What burden could I not bear for you?
有什么样的事情你不能把交在我的手里头呢？
What thing could you not entrust into my hands?
哎，我说主啊，谢谢，那个你已经做很多了哈，有些事情是我来做的。
And we'll say to the Lord, "Oh, you know, thank you. You've already done so much. You know, some of these things I should do myself."
所以神呢，他要用诸般的智慧和聪明。
So the Lord, in all wisdom and insight,
充充足足赏给我们。
Has lavished on us His grace.
那想读到这句话的时候，你就发觉我们这个人呢，真的有时候是非常的顽固啊，非常的愚昧啊。
So often when we read these words, we're often very astonished.
Stubborn and foolish.
Stubborn and foolish.
那么神呢？那个宇宙的神用到他的诸般的智慧，他想尽了办法，他要把那个恩典，你要认识这个恩典，要得这个恩典了。And
so the Lord, the Creator of the whole universe, in all His wisdom and insight, is trying to get us to accept His grace.
要需要那个全智的神，他用他的诸般的智慧。 才让我们能够明白他的恩典，才我们能够得到恩典，充充足足享受他的恩典。And
so it requires God, the Creator of all the universe, you know, use all of His wisdom, all of His insight, to cause us to understand that He's already given us this grace, and for us to accept it and take it.
他赐给我们这么丰富的恩典是为什么？And
why did He give us the fullness of this grace?
他要叫我们知道呢，他旨意的奥秘。
He wants us to know the mystery of His will.
要照所安排的时候，在日期满足的时候，是天上地下一切所有都在基督耶稣里同归于一。
According to His kind intention which He purposed in Him, with a view to an administration suitable to the fullness of the times, as the summing up of all things in Christ.
神在基督里面有一个永远的旨意。
God in Christ has this eternal purpose.
那就是有一天呢，要在耶稣在一切的天上地下一切所有的都在耶稣基督里面同归于一。
That one day, all the things in heaven and all things on earth would be summed up in Christ.
如何我们能够认识明白神永远的旨意呢？
If we can understand and recognize God's will,
要达到神的百姓的合一，在这创造所有合一的话呢，实在是一个何等难的事情。
That all of His people will be united and all of creation will be united. This is such a difficult thing to accomplish.
今天呢，人想尽的方法呢，要达到神百姓的合一。
Today, many people are trying to use man's methods to cause God's people to be united.
那么用尽的方法，有这个组织那个组织要把百姓摆在一起和那个合一。
And they're using this method and that method to bring people together.
他其实要让我们看见的合一呢，唯有神他自己能够做的。
We find that unity, unless God is doing it Himself.
唯有神他自己这个恩典，他丰盛的恩典呢，才有可能在他百姓当中成为那合而为一。Only
with the fullness of God's grace can we be united.
唯有当我们经历他丰盛的恩典的时候。Only
when we experience the fullness of His grace.
然后我们在他丰盛的恩典当中，看见他认识，是的，靠着你丰盛的恩典，有一天我们都要合一。
Only then can we see that, through the fullness of God's grace, that one day we will all be united.
你看见呢，这个恩典呢，是何等丰富的恩典。
We see how full His grace is.
恩典的显出来呢，是看见他的恩典是个荣耀的恩典。
When His grace is revealed, we see how glorious His grace is.
神要借着他的恩典呢，显出他的荣耀。
And through His grace, God wants to reveal His glory.
他在恩典，在他的荣耀当中呢，施下他的恩典。
And in His glory, He wants to pour out.
他叫我们经历这些事。
He causes us to experience these things.
我要叫他的荣耀的恩典能够得着称赞。
That the glory of His grace would be praised.
为什么神他赐给我们各样的，他在耶稣基督里面得基业？
Why did He give us an inheritance in the Lord Jesus Christ?
我们在，他说不但是这样子哈，他说在我们在他的里面也得了基业啊，十一节。
And verse 11. Also, we have obtained an inheritance.
我们说的基业呢，是说到神在耶稣基督里面一切的丰富。And
we're talking about this inheritance. We're talking about the fullness that is in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们信了主以后，要进去得基业。When
we believe in the Lord, we would enter into this inheritance.
我们呢，在生命当中要长进。And
in our spiritual life, we have to grow closer.
在耶稣基督身上有长进。And
we have to grow closer to the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要一天一天被磨成神儿子的样子。
And day after day, we'll be molded more into the image of the Lord Jesus.
那今天呢，经历神他在耶稣基督里面的一些丰满。
And today, we'll experience some of the fullness of the Lord.
我们为什么要得这个基业呢？
Why do we want to receive this inheritance?
他说，为了要叫他的荣耀，从我们这些首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得到称赞。
To the end that we who are the first to hope in Christ would be to the praise of His glory.
我们为什么要，神为什么把这么丰盛的产业赐给我们呢？
Why did God want to give us the fullness of this inheritance?
为什么要让我们在生命当中能够长进呢？
Why do we want to grow in our spiritual life?
不仅仅是为了我们自己。
Not just for ourselves.
是为了他的荣耀的缘故。
But for His glory.
唯有当人看见他的百姓在生命当中长进的时候。
When the people see that His people are growing,
that
day after day they're growing more and more like the Lord,
the
Lord will see in us His glory.
So
after we believe in the Lord, if we were to stop and not continue
forward,
when we are unwilling to walk forward, not only are we suffer loss. God's glory itself will be impeded.
这个基业不单只是今天的,
this inheritance is not just today.
更是将来的,
it is to come as well.
那么我们今天呢,还是软弱,还是下沉,
today we are still weak. And
但是有一天我们见主的时候,
one day when we meet the Lord,
我们都要像他,
we will be like Him.
因为我们要看见他的真体,
because we'll see Him fully.
有一天我们不但只是在地位上像他,
not only will be like Him in position,
我们呢在生命当中完全要彰显他的荣耀。
In our life, we will represent His glory completely.
你也想了想说，哎呀， 怎么可能呢？
We ask ourselves, how is that possible?
哎呀， 虽然我得救了,
certainly I'm saved,
但是我常常软弱,
but oftentimes I'm weak.
哎呀， 有时候下沉,
And I stumble.
我甚至有的时候还跌倒犯罪。
And sometimes I'll fall in sin.
将来有一天真的有可能变成样子吗？
Is there truly one day where I'll be just like the Lord?
真正要得到那个丰盛的基业吗？
And I will receive the fullness of that inheritance.
然后里面常常有怀疑。
And I'm often filled with doubt.
那么神呢，把圣灵赐给我们。
But the Lord gave us the Holy Spirit. And He is a seal of the promise.
虽然我们软弱,
even though we are weak,
虽然我们够不上这个神的心意,
even though we can't live up to God's purpose,
但是圣灵在我们里面盖了一个章子,
but the Holy Spirit has stamped His seal within us.
你是属神的,
you belong to the Lord.
这个圣灵呢,
the Holy Spirit is the pledge of our inheritance.
它是pledge啊，是一个值啊，是一个抵押品。 虽然我今天很不软弱，不够，但是呢，有一天我一定会做成神要我要做成的样子。
We are this pledge. No, the Holy Spirit is this pledge that one day we will be transformed into the likeness of Him.
为什么有这样的确据跟把握呢？
Why do we have this assurance and hope?
因为我们里面有圣灵。
Because within us we have the Holy Spirit.
圣灵在我们里面做抵押品，这个值。 一个确定的保单,
the Holy Spirit is a promise, a pledge, an assurance.
直到有一天呢, 我们身体得赎的时候呢, 完全是彰显神的荣耀。
And one day when our body is redeemed, we will be like the Lord in His glory.
然后有一天我们都要得到神那个完全得到他的丰盛的基业。
We will receive from Him completely His inheritance.
目的是什么呢?
And what is that purpose?
为使他的荣耀能够得到称赞,
so that His glory would be praised.
我们呢，那个今天经历神的经历，在这基业。
Today we experience God's inheritance.
我们呢，有一天呢，这因为圣灵在我们里面就那个保证我们呢，有一天一定要这磨成神儿子的样子。
The Holy Spirit within us is a promise that one day we will be molded into the image of His Son.
完全得到他那个丰盛的基业。
And fully obtain
His
inheritance. And what is that purpose?
为做他的荣耀能够得到称赞。
That His glory would be praised.
哎，我们今天呢，在地上追求，我们在地上走这条昨天的路。
As we pursue the Lord and walk in the path today.
有一个何等荣耀的一个目的啊！
There is a certain glorious purpose.
不单单的只是为了我们自己啊！
Not just for ourselves.
不单单只是你我今天一点点的得失啊，我们一点点软弱，我们有好一点不好，不好一点。
And not only for us today, you know, some days we're better or worse.
今天我们经历的一切,
all that we experience today,
都是要彰显神的他自己的荣耀。
All of it is to reveal God's glory.
要叫他的荣耀啊, 在我们这些在基督里首先有盼望的人啊, 能够得到称赞。
That we who were first to hope in Christ would be to the praise of His glory.
要叫他的荣耀啊, 从我们这些软弱卑贱的器皿身上都彰显出来。
That His glory would be revealed in all of us weak earthen vessels.
因为呢, 我们是为他的荣耀所造的。
Because we were created for His glory.
你我在身上有个何等高的那个目的啊, 是为了神的荣耀神造的我们。
We were created with a great purpose, which is to be the revelation of God's glory.
巴不得神开我们的眼睛能够看见这个荣耀的恩典。
May the Lord open our eyes to see His glorious grace.
让我们里头真是从里面我们知道如何来赞美我们的神。
And that we would know how we could praise our Lord
within ourselves. 把这颂赞荣耀归给他。
And give Him all the praise and worship. Let's have a word of prayer.
父神，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we want to worship and praise you.
因为你在耶稣基督里面拣选了我们，使我们里面有荣耀的盼望。
Because you have already chosen us in Christ Jesus to have this a glorious hope.
那我们在耶稣基督里面那个得到各样属灵的福气。
That in Christ Jesus we receive all the spiritual blessings,
经历他丰盛的恩典,
and experience the fullness of His grace.
叫我们能够成为彰显你的器皿,
may we be a vessel to reveal you,
巴不得你自己的荣耀,
that your glory,
在我们这些软弱卑贱的器皿上,
that in us weak and humble vessels,
能够得到一切当得的敬拜, 赞美,
receive the praise and honor that you deserve. We pray in the Lord's name. Amen.